NPR.
This is The Indicator from Planet Money. I'm Paddy Hirsch. And as always, I'm subbing for Cardiff and Stacey because they're off doing something interesting and I'm left here holding the bag. But fortunately, I'm joined by one of my favourite people today, Marilyn Cohen of Envision Capital Management. Marilyn, welcome.
Thank you so much, Paddy.
Marilyn is here to talk to us about municipal bonds. And what did you call it? A feeding frenzy in municipal bonds.
Like we've never seen before in 2019. Interest rates not only went down, but people ran to buying municipal bonds individually and, of course, buying bond funds with abandon, muni bond funds. We've never seen inflows into municipal bond funds like we saw in 2019. It was breathtaking.
Breathtaking, abandon, feeding frenzy, municipal bonds, more after the break.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Salesforce, a customer relationship management solution committed to helping you deliver the personalized experiences that customers want. Salesforce, bringing companies and customers together. Visit salesforce.com/learn more.
Support for NPR and the following message come from the Financial Times. With over 600 correspondents in more than 50 countries, the Financial Times offers a unique, independent, and truly global guide to the world's new agenda. Visit the Financial Times at ft.com.
Marilyn, thanks for joining me today. So, munis. I've been reading quite a lot about this recently in the press, hearing a lot about it on sort of financial TV. Why is the market for municipal bonds so hot right now?
Bottom line, ever since the Trump administration passed their new tax laws, and ever since we are only able to write off a maximum of $10,000 of state against federal, and we are really hamstringed about what our deductions are, people don't want to pay taxes. What is the one area that is left? Municipal bonds. And it isn't that they are so juicy and high yielding. No, it's just that they have been relatively safe and you earn interest federal tax free. And if you buy municipals in your state from your state, they will be state tax free. So all the big high tax states, California, Illinois, Massachusetts, New York, blah, 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 you know the names. Those are the residents that have been buying municipal bonds like crazy.
Right. So they're all after this they're basically after tax break. They want to save money on taxes.
They are.
But here's the thing about municipal bonds. A lot of people think that all munis are tax exempt, but that's not the case, right?
That's correct. There are taxable municipal bonds. And the reason why they created those is the cities, the counties, the entities that issue municipal bonds almost all have some kind of ceiling on how much they can issue annually. And once they reach that ceiling, then they can no longer issue tax-free bonds and they have to issue taxable municipal bonds, which are pretty competitive with yields on corporate bonds.
But my understanding is that those taxable bonds are still just as popular as the tax-exempt bonds in the municipal world. I mean, why would that be?
It's the race for yield.
Ah.
Everybody wants yield. And we even find foreigners are buying both tax-free and taxable municipal bonds.
Those crazy foreigners.
Yeah, well, and you say, why would they do that? Well, when you've got negative yields mm-hmm. in Japan and in the Eurozone, all they want is a rate of return on their money. They don't want to deposit their money and have to pay the depository money to hold that money.
So we have this crazy thirst for yield right now.
Correct.
Why do we have that? Why does that exist?
Well, we have it because, number one, the negative yielding global bonds have never been more powerful. Number two, if you are an actuary, meaning a pension plan, insurance company that has actuarial liabilities, you have made promises that you're going to be able to produce X amount of income and X amount of capital gains a year. And that X amount of income has become more and more difficult with the negative yielding bonds globally. So, people want to save, they want to invest, and they want a positive rate of return. So where do they go? the United States of America, right. The corporate bonds, the muni bonds, the taxable muni bonds.
So basically, because interest rates are so low, it means that you're just not getting the yield on the normal stuff that we used to get sort of 10 years ago that yielded quite nice returns. So now you've got to go to more risky things.
You absolutely do. Or just suck it up and say, well, I guess I'm going to only earn 1.4% on a California general obligation bond in 10 years.
No, it sounds much sexier to go to the junk bond market.
Well, then the perils there are quite different than the muni market.
But junk bonds are quite popular right now, my understanding is. I was reading something the other day, and while I was speaking about junk bonds, we should talk a little bit about, I don't know if you know about this, Becky with the good yield.
You better call Becky with the good hair.
You know about this?
Becky, no.
Yes, you know about Becky, because you spoke to us when we bought a junk bond for Cardiff Garcia.
Oh.
Yes. And this is Holmbeck Offshore Drilling,
okay.
Which is the company that we bought.
We bought this junk bond.
No, you didn't know. So we called it Becky with the good yield. And actually, that bond is not doing particularly well. We bought it at 290. Today, it's trading at about 274.92. So we're down a little bit. But that's actually across the junk bond market. The prices are up because people are chasing that yield. And what does that mean for the economy? Is that a dangerous thing if people are chasing after this high yield junk bond
stuff? It's dangerous if the economy stumbles, not just the U.S. economy, but the global economy. And a Becky, I understand, then must be in the energy area. Is
Indeed,
that correct?
That's correct.
Okay,
yes.
So one of the worst performing areas in the United States all of last year.
Great.
And what's
sorry, Cardiff.
And what's happened in the energy space, just like the regular investment space, is that corporations have taken on so much debt. We are talking trillions. And if the economy stumbles and business starts to erode, revenues then go down, interest coverage on the debt starts to deteriorate, and we're going to start seeing it when that happens, many more defaults.
Dominoes, right? The domino theory. It's
yes.
Like one thing goes and the whole lot goes. And
it can
go very, very quickly whenever you're leveraged this way.
Or it could go slowly because so many people, especially in the junk bond market last year, thought, oh, this is the year we're going to have major defaults, and it didn't happen to any consequence.
So let's get back to munis. So what else should investors be worried about when they're looking at municipal bonds right now?
Well, the conga line is pretty long, you know, as far as natural disasters and, you know, hurricanes and in everything that's climate change. But I would say one of the big things now that we watch every day that we have a person that scans every news feed around is cyber attacks.
Oh, cyber attacks, really?
Exactly. City of Baltimore has been attacked. There have been multiple attacks in small cities in Florida. There was a Trauma One health center in New York that was attacked, and because they didn't pay the ransom, they were down for over 2 months. And what does that mean to a bondholder? Why should they care? You have many of those. And they have to pay the ransom, number one, which was not budgeted for,
right.
Or their insurance for cyber attacks goes up astronomically. Then you, as a bondholder, the amount of money that they're taking in annually starts to get skimpier and skimpier because they have to pay all these bills that they hadn't budgeted for. And you, the bondholder, have less and less security.
Interesting. And do you think that these risks, whether it be the climate change risks or these kind of security risks, cybersecurity risks, are they priced into the bonds in your opinion?
Not at all. It's too early for them to have priced it into the bonds. And I only see cyber attacks getting bigger and stronger and more profitable for the cyber thieves.
Wow. And more devastating for the bondholders.
Exactly.
Marilyn, thank you very much for joining us. Marilyn Cohen is CEO of Envision Capital Management in Los Angeles. Thanks for being here today.
My pleasure.
This episode of The Indicator from Planet Money was produced by Nadia Lewis. The Indicator is a production of NPR. Now, Marilyn, I see you've brought a little something in a bag here, a little green bag.
Well, I'm a baker.
Oh, what is this?
These are the Jewish version of the Italian biscottis. These are called mandelbrot.
Wow, look at those. Marilyn, thank you so much. What's the yield on this, I wonder, in terms of my waistline?
Negative yield.
Negative yield. Perfect. Marilyn, thanks so much.
My pleasure.